Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been considering prayer in this month of May. We started the month by talking about personal prayer, the obedidom season, entertaining the presence of God. And now we zoomed into company prayer power, the importance or the very essence of praying together with your team, praying together with like-minded people with kindred spirit, because it also has its place in our walk with God. In the first service, we were looking at the book of Esther and how Esther's recommendation for corporate prayer turned around an imminent danger for the extinction of the Jewish people into a testimony. And I think that we're going to put the case to rest as far as this Esther test is concerned. And so let's read the scripture again for our foundation, Esther chapter 4, verse number 15 and 16. The message reached Mordecai that the people were going to be destroyed. And so the back and forth between Mordecai and Esther resulted in this kind of response from Esther. In verse 15, then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go into the king. So will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded. Praise the Lord. So we are talking about company prayer power, part 5. Company prayer power, part 5. Please take your seat. We want to pray. Actually, when it's a season of prayer, the teachings must make us pray. The preaching must make us pray. So at the first service, we learned that this narrative in the Bible was very important for the preservation of the Jewish people, because Haman had paid monies into the king's treasury for the king to give him his signature for the destruction of all the Jews, because he counted his scorn to destroy only Mordecai alone. I mean, talking about Haman, and then he said that he was going to destroy the people of Mordecai because Mordecai stood his ground that he will only bow to the God of Israel. He will not bow to any man born of a woman. And sometimes life positions us this way, where things want us to bow and worship them. Men want us to bow and worship them. And when we take our position by faith that we are not going to bow, that level of defiance by faith brings a whole lot of battles and danger to our people. And so on and on, the Bible said that it became a big issue. But if you look at the text, you'll find out that eventually when Esther and Mordecai came to the point of convergence, that something had to be done, that Esther had to go and see the king and all of that, Esther was confronted by two things. The law did not permit anyone, any official, including any of the wives of the king, to go to the king's palace and seek for his attention, except that person had been invited by the king. If that happened, that's fine. But if there was no invitation and somebody went there without that invitation, there was a very high risk that the person was going to lose his life or lose her life, except the golden scepter of mercy was extended to the person. So Esther said, I am going to go in after the whole congregation of the Jews in 127 provinces from Asia in India to Ethiopia in Africa. When all the Jews within these provinces fast and pray for me, I'm going to receive the supernatural backing and the power to be able to break this protocol that ought not to be broken. Are you here with me? And then Esther said, so that's at the macro level where internationally they were supposed to fast to back her. And then at the household level, she said that I and my maidens are also going to fast and pray. And it is after all these fasting and praying by my household company and the international or the national congregational prayers that I would take a step of going to the zone that I'm not supposed to go into if I have not been invited. I feel that this is very instructional because we need to seek the help of God, the power of God, before we take certain steps. You know, and most of the times we ignore the God element, the God factor, and we take these steps because you feel like you have the position to be able to make the decision and to be able to take the step. I believe that Esther could have ridden on her former favor because in chapter 2, she was chosen on the grounds of favor. And by that choice, she became the preferred queen to all the other queens in the contest. That is one. Number two, she was chosen out of favor and positioned in the stool of Vashti. That made her the premium queen. Are you here with me at all? So she could have counted on the fact that she was the premium queen and she was also chosen amongst the lot out of favor to say that I believe strongly that because of all these things and you know the history behind all this, I just go into the king's palace and make my request. If she had done that, I tell you for a fact that that lady would have lost her head. And the things that ensued when she went into the palace of the king is clear for us to see that there was so much divine intervention when the congregational prayers were offered to support her to take those steps. I was telling the first service that most of the times we don't see the importance of being part of a church. And many people are very individualistic. They are independent-minded. We have a form of spirituality that makes us want to always withdraw and be in our small corner and leave the congregation of the saints alone. But there is a place for personal communion with the Father, and then there is also a place for congregational fellowship. If you are here, say, I am here. And in most cases in the Bible, you find out that the deliverances of the people came because they congregated together. They prayed together, they raised their voice together, they sang together, and they approached the battles together as God's people. And so there is a place where we come to, and as we gather like this, whether your family, please, you need to listen to the first service because I'm not going to go all over again. You need to have a place where you're able to gather your family to pray. Or you gather your network members to pray, friends and loved ones to pray. That should be like a company that you have. It could even be industry people that you people have come together that we pray together for our career and whatever thing that blah, blah, blah. But the purpose of that company is for spiritual support that you can run to and pray with like-minded people. Are you here with me at all? I remember some years ago, a sister who used to be here, the husband had a terrible accident, and we were supposed to pray. I told them that, you know, when the accident happened, we were called at midnight, and the Lord said to me, we should pray the accident victim. It was a very fatal accident. The man lost his hand, and a very, very dangerous one. Other people, I don't think it was a good news at all. So the Lord said we had a 72 or so window, and so we gathered. It was a platform, myself, my wife, some other brethren, we were all praying together around the clock until he came out of the 72 window and came out of that level of coma that he was in. That at that kind of situation, it doesn't call for a Rambo. Doesn't call for a Schwarzenegger. You know, 1,000. You know, Elijah was a man with like passion. He stood and shut the heavens. I look what So at that critical moment, you need the brethren. Tell somebody you need the brethren. We need to come together, we pray together, and we seek the face of the Lord. That is how the deliverance will come. Are you here with me at all? And so in the first service, we learned that when laws are against you and you have personalities like Haman who are very wicked and want to just wipe out a whole generation, you cannot just confine yourself to just individual prayers. You need to get yourself engaged in a local church, engage in fellowship, in whatever, you know, company that God has given you, and power will be released for your testimony. So we saw some results of the company prayers that were offered in the days of Esther. And first of all, we said that there was a protocol access that was given to Esther by mercy. Esther was able to break in into the king's palace, break that protocol that was set. A new protocol was arranged for her. And the reason why that became possible was that there was a congregational prayer. And so she received mercy when she went in there. Secondly, we said that in chapter 5, verse 2, she received favor when she entered into the king's palace. So when you come here and we are praying, we may not mention your name that you are Akosia Kwenchua, Ufri Achiberiata, Umamiye Yainchua, and Onono Chinam Notondokunwakwaino. No. When we are praying that God show favor to this house, God is distributing that favor around. Say amen. And what he says to one, he says to... Yeah, so Esther received favor. And favor is so important because your labor without favor will end in frustration. So one of the things that God uses to amplify the results of our labor is favor. So favor is very important. When you need favor for evil to be overturned like that, either in ministry, in industry, in your domestic life, you need to get together in fellowship. That's why you shouldn't miss any service. Number three, we saw that the Esther and the Jews, they received answers to a very difficult request. Esther, when she went in verse 3 of chapter 5, the king said that, Esther, even to half of the kingdom, I shall give you. Just make your request. And the request was to overturn a decree that had the signature or the signet ring of the king, which was not a commonality. It was something that was very rare, that a king, if he had made a decree and the stamp of his signet had been placed on it, it shouldn't be reversed. But because of the congregation, the Jews coming together in the force to pray and to raise their voices, in fact, Bible said that anywhere that the letter or the decree got to, there were cryings, there were mournings, there were wailings, they were praying and fasting in sackcloth. That kind of congregational company power was generated, that when Esther entered, she had not said anything. No. The king did not say, Esther, do you want sex? No. Because she was a wife first before queen. He said that even to half of the kingdom, I'm happy to give you. Charlie, Nagana kitu e cry about half. Yeah, the damn count. Ongoe. Namisha Ghana. Amen. A kingdom that was from India, Asia, all the way to Ethiopia. Yes, see, I'm out half. Something was doing the king. Are you here with me at all? That is the essence of being part of a company blessed by God. Yeah. And it was the same. When the Israelites raised their voice and cried unto God, the Egyptians came and gave their gold to them.
by favor, collect the gold, collect the clothing, and just go. Bible says that Egypt was happy for them to leave. And so, a very difficult request, petition, was granted because the people prayed together. Listen, when there is a court case, when there is a hospital case, when there is something that humanly looks impossible. First service, I was saying that you can make a mistake at work and you know that this one there, you are just going to lose your job. And it will not only end there, it will be a criminal matter. For that kind of matter to die, when there is precedence that other people have suffered in that line, you cannot just run to Acha Mountains and say, "Me koda wa kubom kaya kaya." That is a matter that for it to be overturned and a favor to be extended to you, a mercy to be extended to overturn the matter, you need to get the brethren what? Involved. And I made a funny assessment about James. You know, all the time that James was talked about in the Bible, we see individual kind of prayer. And he was the intercessor for the group. When he was arrested, I'm sure that the group was not interested. You know, there was no ahokeka, it's a Greek. There was no enthusiasm for the group to pray for James. They say, "Oh, he's a man of prayer. He will come out. He's a man." How much I answer eternity? Yeah, they just cut off his head. The intercessor's head went. He was praying for the church. But when he was arrested, the church didn't pray for him. So you see that when Peter was arrested, now the church woke up and returned to their company. And Bible said that they prayed for Peter so that Peter was not going to experience the same thing that James experienced. It was at that point that the prison gates were opened of their own accord, because now they withdrew to their own company and prayed for Peter. There are dimensions in this life. Oh. When very difficult challenges rear their heads, you need to return to your company. Maybe we may be singing here. And sometimes the singing will be, "Oyo titibutai, nyami onayo. Oyo titibutai, nyami onayo." You think it is singing, but it is appellation for God to show his power. Onayo, nyami onayo. Oyo titibutai, nyami onayo. No, the ebena betu yefunumu amusi untumi woda. No, the abetu, to prove that we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Are you here at all? Company of angels. We have come to the spirit of just men made perfect. We have come to where weakness is not allowed. If the womb is weak, you receive strength because you have entered Zion. Are you here with me at all? Come to Mount Zion where there is deliverance. Obadiah 17. And as we are singing, are you here with me at all? Solaka fatala. So if you know you are always staying in your house, you know, having a kind of spirituality, you will find out later that you will lack the power thereof. Because the arrangement of God is that believers must fellowship together. Saints must gather together. And build this community. Bible says, "Unto him shall the gathering of the saints be." So when we gather like this, he shows his power. Praise the Lord. That's where very radical, dangerous, impossible situations, when we pray together, God overturns them. I see them being overturned in your life. So for this service, one of the effects this company prayer power will bring is that it shall bring timely divine interventions. If you like, timely divine deliverance or reward. In Esther chapter 6 verse 1 to 3, the Bible said in chapter 6 verse 1 to 3, when they had prayed and all these things, matters have been done, the Bible says that on that night could not the king sleep. And he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Otere, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. They were assassins, inside workers. And the king said, what honor and dignity had been done to Mordecai for this work? Then said the king's servant that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him. So this is just when Haman is about to just finish the Jews, and Esther and Mordecai them had gone fasting and praying for 3 days, 3 nights. Just when Haman was receiving the execution to execute, Bible says that on that night, the king could not sleep. He was going to take a major decision, but he could not sleep because company prayer had happened. If you are here, you are family, and at least once a while you don't gather to pray, I'm sorry for you. Or you don't join church to pray, I'm sorry for you. Things have to change. Timely intervention. On that night, the king could not sleep. He could have called one of the wives to come and keep him company. He didn't. He could have brought jokers to come and do, comedy. He didn't. He couldn't sleep. He said, bring the books of record and read. Read. In the middle of the night. Now, it had to be God telling him that, Kale, this one that you cannot sleep. Let the books be read to you. Because when you cannot sleep, you are not going to let them read books. Either they entertain you or they give you something that will make you sleep. Not book of records. And they started reading. Hey, so this guy saved me from an assassination attempt. What has been done for this guy? He said, nothing has been done. He said, wow, can you imagine? Imagine that somebody saved you from assassins, and you have forgotten entirely about it. Something that your existence was based on, he had forgotten until they prayed. When they prayed, there was timely intervention. I have been in a situation where they say somebody is in coma, somebody is at the ICU, the person is dying. They will call me, I will call intercessors, I'll call people who will pray. Sometimes they will say that they have given somebody so and so hours to live. Oh, prayer, and because we are praying together, God intervenes timely. Are you here with me at all? It's a timely intervention. Sometimes it's a cancer matter. Yeah, cancer. They said, oh, she has only 2 weeks to live. We'll pray together, the family plus other brethren. We'll pray and then, shoo. Say, shoo. Cancer will be gone. It is no longer 2 weeks. They can't find the cancer again. Is God talking to someone now? If you say, some people say that I want to take some 3 days off church. Hey, look at someone say, hey, who's right here? Who's right here? What? Taking what? When your baby and taking days off. I'm sorry. Catch your bisel and try what we're about with that. Church should not be one of the easiest, go-to decision-making point where you use to eliminate, It's like, okay, me person in your time, eduma dey me dey say kan yeye, but I'm sorry there. Me hermit we have missed about 3 weeks. Anyway, who's right here? You are congregating with men, and you are running away from God. You are not asking. Ask Jonah. Just ask Jonah. You will find yourself in the belly of a fish because you are running away from where you are supposed to be. Tell somebody, don't try it. So divine it. As we are praying, you see, sometimes you come to church, we are praying, we are making declarations and all of that. God is, intervening in ways. ways that your eyes don't see. Ways. This one that we declare, there shall be no loss of life. There shall be no loss of life. You know, last month when we finished the all night, a family with the kids in the car together, Seven Share came to share the this thing. Just at the junction here. Come and see, when Pastor Patrick finished, did you see the kind of prayers we prayed? We prayed, somebody wants to pour sand into our gari. You know, when a meeting is so powerful, then you hear one bad news, they just throws everybody's eyes away. Let all of us pray. We pray just the junction here, by the cemetery here. The whole family almost perished. Yeah. One careless person. But because the church had prayed. Are you here with me at all? Because the church, and the father was here, the mother was here, the children were here. Some of us, the children are the reason why we make an excuse that I can't come. Now, man, what do you want to say? From day one, by the special grace of God, we have always come to church with our children. Some say, I don't want people to hold my children. Our children, we have had helps. It is now that we are having a help. You know, our helps, in fact, we used not to use helps. And then we had helps who did not stay for long. This is the one that has stayed. Look, mommy said she doesn't like help. So when we come now, we just give them to Sunday school people. And none of our children has grown to become a witch or a wizard. They didn't exchange anybody's destiny. Blah, blah, blah. You know, sometimes it's like your children, they are like golden children. You know, I don't know who is going to touch my children. I don't know. You are afraid for people to touch your children in church. But you leave your children to daycare. Where they don't pray. Here we are praying, you are afraid. Daycare where they don't pray. We don't know whether witch dead yet. Fetish priest dead yet. We don't know. That one, you are fine. Monday, you take go. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Only Saturday, Sunday, or Wednesday, you are bringing to deposit. All these people in the Sunday school, do you see any witch there? But you know, you can have excuses. But as we pray together as a company, there is timely intervention. There's what? Timely intervention. Number five, actually. Which is number two here. God also exacts vengeance when we pray together and there are enemies, you know, in the equation. God exacts vengeance. And here we see Haman in chapter 5, verse 14. He built gallows for Mordecai to destroy Mordecai. Then says Zeresh, his wife and all his friends unto him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high. And tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. They dug holes that they were going to hang Mordecai on it. And the next day he was going to make a request that Mordecai should be hanged on it. That very day, when he went, the king had had a dream. Timely intervention. And the king was thinking. He said, go and call Haman and bring him. When they brought Haman, he said, what do you think should be done for the man that the king wants to promote? And in his mind, the Bible said, he said, he thought in his mind, who else would the king promote except me? And when I know Shash was just saying, Juma, let them bring the royal apparel of the king. Yohina Shah. Let them put it on that person. Let them put the person on the horse. On the chariot of the king. And let an honorable man lead the chariot and be screaming, behold the man that the king has on it. Or anything else, say, that's a very great idea. You know what? Do it for Mordecai. Hey! Matapai. The man meant for the gallows because of corporate prayer, has entered the chariot of honor. Now, I like it when all that happened, and Haman went back. In chapter 7, verse 9 to 10, when he went home, and Harbona, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, behold also, the gallows, just on him, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standard in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him there. Hang him there. Verse 11. Verse 10. So they hung Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Any gallows that has been prepared for you, in case you don't understand gallows, any pit, amnacious thing that has been prepared for you, may the Hamans enter in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes you might even be operating in somebody's land, like this South African thing that people are doing, or somebody's land, and the person want to use their citizenship or nativity to cheat you and to scare you. But they don't know that God can operate anywhere. Are you here with me at all? God, Haman is a citizen. Mordecai is a slave. But the citizen was hanged and the slave was made to walk. God can do, I see power changing hands. That amen is not strong at all. So they hung Haman on the gallows. Please. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Next verse. On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the house of Haman, the Jew's enemy, unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what they gave the house of Haman to Esther, and Esther also transferred it to Mordecai. Meanwhile, the plot was that let all the Jews be killed, and everything the Jews own, when you kill them, take it. He didn't know that as he was planning that, he was going to take the place of the Jews, and his properties were going to go to a Jew. Anybody that has been planning evil for you, as we all agree here this morning, may the Lord pause his vengeance to be upon them. The amunah they have dug for you, may the Lord pier them into the amunah. And may whatever they want to take from you, whether it's your business, whether it's your contract, whether it's your name you have built, whether it's something precious, may the Lord stop them. Oh, the Lord will give thee a life for your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anybody that wants to kill you, that wants to disgrace you, may the Lord arise as we pray and let that same thing visit them. In the name of Jesus. Vengeance. The wife and friends of him, and they told me, said, if Mordecai is a seed of the Jews, through whom this your troubles have started, brother, there is no remedy for you. Yeah, that is the power of company. That if this guy belongs to the keeper's house, where we raise the name of the Lord to pray, and you are touching his business like this, sister, the troubles that have started in your life, there is no remedy, because you to me will say nyamine e tia waka nyamin tia waka nyamin to or your tighter nyamin tia waka or your tighter or will keep us as a nyamin tia waka or your Christian nyamin be tia waka. Obien to me, Joe. And what makes that very active is that you stay actively in your company. Because here, no, we don't exalt any human being. When we come here, we are praying in the name of Jesus. Jesus plus nothing. Oil be any preeminence. No incense has preeminence. Are you here with me at all? No tamie wude. Back of my friends. No, those things don't have preeminence here. We only call on the name of Jesus. Are you here with me at all? So powerful in the heavens or not beneath the earth. No power. No what? We are not universalists. We call on the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let the shrine rise. Hey, Holy Ghost, the Jabet to say, vengeance.
One man that I prayed for together with my team some years ago, he built the nephew to take care of his business. There's one chewing gum with you, the old one that you know. The man brought it to Ghana, built the company, and then asked the nephew to actually manage the marketing and the sales and everything, blah, blah, blah. So the guy became like the main guy. Then the guy went and jujued the uncle. The uncle became paralyzed. They put metals in his legs. His mobility became bizarre. So through a Nigerian friend that I ministered to, he came to Ghana, and then he happened to be a friend. So I went to meet them at Golden Tulip that time. When I saw the man, I said, hey, uncle, your wafasi is killing you in the shrine. He said, hey, they were all politicians. He said, which one? Then I mentioned the name of the wafasi. He said, hey. I said, oh, no, so no, show me business. He said, whoa, come on, your business. And I was in the man then. He said, you have a tree. You go for you, okay, because I'm here. Ninjas. Yeah, you know, but vampire, sir. Now, you know, at the time I was telling the man that in 1 month the nephew was going to visit the shrine to finish the whole deal, but in 1 month we'll see what God would do. So when the nephew was attending to the shrine, we went to Cape Coast, we're interceding for this man, interceding for this man, sir. In 1 month, when the nephew went to the shrine, the fetish priest was dead. Fetish priest was, and the servant of the fetish priest warned him not to come there again. He said, why are you warning me not to come here again? He said, when the Oga fetish priest was dying, he said that he was doing something for you concerning your uncle, and fire came to burn the whole shrine and kill the fetish priest. So he coming there, he is bringing sacrilege there, because it is his job that made the fetish priest to die. So he ran to his uncle, that uncle, I beg. I said, no, we are past that level. That's how the boy also died. Fire for fire. No way the uncle alone. This is evil person in the family. Hijacking everybody. So when we are coming to church, he say, oh, my brother, me tifie me. Hey. You take your small cohort. And you come and put the whole coupon, not just the Jebidiye, you put the whole coupon into our inferno. Are you here with me at all? Put it in our inferno. Yeah. We don't know how much power your coupon is generating, but Charlie, this is bonfire. That's how nobody arranging anything for you in any shrine will succeed against you. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Anything that will not allow you to go, may the Lord let the Red Sea swallow them. As the gallows swallowed him, and that is how anything that is a distraction set for you, the Lord will scatter it in Jesus' name. I'm not hearing the amen at all. The last one is that when we pray, one of the blessings of a company prayer is that it will bring prominence and aura to the people involved in the prayer. Prominence and aura of importance or greatness. In chapter 8 verse 17, the Bible said, and in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day, and many of the people of the land became Jews. For the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Yeah. When they prayed and the decree was overturned, Bible said that they used the fastest post, yes, to overturn the original decree. And now, because of that, people became afraid of the Jews. That even people who were not Jews,
They now naturalized and they said that now we are also Jews. Are you here with me at all? If you can't beat them, you have to what? And our Jews, they became important. These people who were hunted became the pursuers. Now, when people saw Jews, they were panicking because they had seen what their God could do. And they became great. They became, when they were coming, come and see the level of importance they were coming. God had just made them great. Mordecai, all of a sudden, became an owner of an estate. Esther became even more powerful because he had been given a blank check that even to half of the kingdom she could have. Major shareholder in the kingdom.
Where are you in Sonkwa? Mr. Shamidem, now why are you depressed? The anxiety people bomb by anyway. When we are supposed to meet together, catch you up. He said, Pierre. Pierre. I was watching a TikTok video. They said an idol had possessed a small girl, like 7 years. And I confronted me. I don't know. So on Kong 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 Kong. I don't know. So about far call. I know. Be any comfort. And on any kind. Yeah. And I confront. No back call. I need to say. Pew. I call. I not do other phone. I say comfort. Cry to me back. And lay hands my BBC. Just imagine those of us who are anointed by the Holy Ghost. We not just lay hands. We lay words. Is God talking to somebody now? From today, may the greatness God designed for you and I. Oh, no matter, regardless the land you find yourself, that greatness will manifest in Jesus' name. Yes, because we are praying together. Praying, God, make this house great. Bible says that the house of David was greater and stronger than the house of what? Saul. A house can be great. Bible talks about in the days of Joshua, that the Gibeonites, they were mighty men because their cities were mighty. As we are praying together, and Intina, just watch when winners came to Ghana. You know, they saw that hey, the people who were going to Winners Chapel, they were becoming great and prosperous. You know, initially, so Habasa, what is it? There's nothing special. Oh, wow. Share grace day in the choke for there. As people entered there, they started seeing testimonies. Yeah, an explosive cascading testimonies. Baby, so when you come and we are praying like this, we said the heavens are open. Praise the Lord. This week I came here with some man of God and woman of God, very prominent in the city. They visited me. So I was going to show them the property and I said, oh, see the auditorium. When they step here, say, I can sense the presence of God here. It a choke for here. No be small matter. Pastor Kafi's brother used to be in the Volta region working there. They said for a long time he was not going to church, blah blah. He said, and then they one day they dada him and they brought him to Morning Flavor. We used to use access the auditorium by this middle door. As he stepped into the auditorium, the service had not started. He said, something just left him. He said, hey, wow. So, it's like he had entered into a different zone. That's how he went back to church. Yeah, every spell, whatever, just cleared from the eyes straight away. There's power in us praying together. Every greatness in you that whatever has covered it has been sitting on it. Because you are in the company of this. You see, one person cannot just be great. God, the Bible says that the shout of the king is amongst his people. God is a people kind of God. Are you here with me at all? It's a people kind of God. So I will bless Israel. Okay, we want to clap and bless Jesus, right? The prayer is in the brain. We have to pray. Let me tell you, a doctor say you can't give birth. We are praying. They say you cannot work. We are praying. Some people want to aggressively collect what is yours from your hand. No. We are praying. You know, Egypt collected from Israel for a very long time. But when they started praying, Bible said that their voice, their prayer reached the ears of God. And God restored everything to them, gave them gold, gave them whatever for the journey to the promised land. Because their voices rose to the Lord. As we pray now, I don't know what the devil has stolen from you, but I see God causing the greatness to manifest in your life. Shout amen. It's manifested. That's why you see me, whether I'm preaching or I'm not preaching, I don't miss church. Because I'm also a sheep. I'm not just a pastor. I'm a sheep. There's no adult of God. We are all children of God. Yeah, sometimes I just have to see the woman of God will preach or one of our pastors will preach. And me too, I will receive. Don't make yourself like you didn't born God. Oh. We are God's children. So bakopata la mahasasa. Oh, kado sebre dekete. Mara shokle baro sebre tokaya. Landa bada 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 bada. Tell somebody I'm happy. I'm standing by your side. We are going to pray. And as we pray, there shall be timely interventions, and there shall be vengeance, and we shall be prominent and great. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will not pray together and become small. As we pray, God is enlarging us and increasing our greatness and making us stronger than our enemies. Can you clap your hand and give him a shout of praise? Lift your hands now. Say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for protocol access by mercy. And I pray that as we pray over this house, let there be favor upon this house. Let there be answers.
Let there be answers
to difficult requests and challenges.
Difficult requests and challenges
in this house.
In this house,
any challenge that is a difficult one.
That is a difficult
one. Any request,
petition.
That is a difficult one.
That is a difficult one.
Let there be answers.
Let there be answers.
Release divine favor.
Release divine favor
upon this house.
Upon this house.
Let a new protocol.
Protocol
be set by mercy,
set by mercy
for our inclusion into high places, into big contracts,
into big contracts.
We pray for access.
We pray for access.
We set aside evil laws.
We set aside evil laws.
Prohibitive laws.
Inhibitive laws. Laws that block people's greatness.
We set all of them aside.
We set all of them aside.
And we declare right now.
And we declare right now.
Any law in this city.
Any law in this city.
On this continent. Or in any part of the world.
Or any part of the world.
Even in our families.
That do not allow us.
To rise to a certain level. Somebody get serious. Say, Father.
Father.
As we pray right now.
Set those laws aside.
Any prohibitive law.
Engaged against us.
In high places. We declare right now.
Right now.
Open your mouth and pray. Let there be timely intervention.
evil.
Let it turn in evil.
For this house.
For this house.
And the members of this house.
And the members of this house.
Say, Father.
Father.
Any gallows.
Any gallows.
That has been dug.
That has been dug.
Any mechanism of evil.
Any mechanism of evil.
Any scheme of hell.
Any scheme of hell.
Prepared for this house.
Prepared for this house.
And all that are connected to this house.
And all that are connected to this house.
Lord, let your power.
Lord, let your power.
Rain vengeance.
Rain vengeance.
Now. Open your mouth and pray. Let the evil predetermined. Determined for this house. And the members of this house. For families. Let it return. Let it return. Let it return. Can you pray? 7 and 8, please, can you give it to me very quickly? Psalm 35 verse 7 and 8. Raise your voice. Let's read it together. One, go. For without cause. Oh, we are reading it together. Let's go now. One, go. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Next verse. Let me hear your voice loud and clear. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he has hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. Verse 9. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Can you go to verse 5? Kolavatakaya. Let them be as what? I can't hear you. Let's read it. One go. Let them be as what? Shout before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord chase them. Somebody say vengeance. Vengeance. Verses 1. Go. Let their way be dark and what? Slippery. And let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Can you clap your hand and say, Father, let it be their portion.
Let it be their portion.
And clap your hands and pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see your greatness appearing.
Amen.
Look at Psalm 105 verse 24. I see your greatness appearing.
Amen.
I see your greatness increase.
Amen.
Shall we read it together? One, go. And he, I can't hear you. Let's do it again. One, go. And he increases people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. That shall be your portion.
Amen.
I said it shall be your portion.
Amen.
Shall we read the next verse? Come on now. Katalaba. And he turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servant. Come on now, let's go. Yeah, he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. Come on now. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land. You will see his signs and his wonders in your life. Mashakata, can you push it? Hey. And he sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. My God, he turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. That is the vengeance. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their king, even where the fetish priests are. All those conspirators and people who devise evil, may the power of God enter them and spoil them. Their land brought forth frost. He spake, and there came diverse sort of flies and lice in all their coast. He gave them hail from rain. Makabola tusasa. Anytime you see the sequence in the Bible is, anytime you see vengeance, the next thing is a blessing. Pharaoh dies, freedom is there. The Red Sea swallows them, they go to the promised land. Whatever is pursuing you, may the power of God swallow it.
Amen.
Please don't check out, be here with us, because in the congregation of the saints, the power of God is available. I declare that may the Lord rain vengeance upon the enemy.
Amen.
Any wicked man or woman in high place, in a position of power, trying to disenfranchise you, trying to abuse you,
hey,
let the Lord arise.
Amen.
May he enter their chamber. May the power of God enter their altar.
Amen.
Let the Lord scatter. Let the Lord scatter. Let the Lord scatter. Read with me. Verse 32. One go. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. Kasasa. He smote their vines also and their fig trees, and break the trees of their coast. I love it. He spake, and the locusts came, and the caterpillars, and that without what? Number. And what? He did eat up all the herbs in their land, and devour the fruit of their ground. Come on. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. That shall be the story of your enemies. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. That shall be your testimony.
Amen.
And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. That shall be your testimony.
Amen.
I don't know who God is prophesying to. Can I repeat the verse 37 again? Okay. One God. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. Hear ye the word of the Lord. This second quarter of the year,
yes, Lord,
the Lord will bring you out with silver and gold.
Amen.
And there was none feeble person among their tribes. Every weakness, every financial weakness, medical weakness, every ontological weakness, any kind of weakness, today we cast it out of your life. May you be strengthened by the power of God.
Amen.
Give me verse 38. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. Anywhere evil men have gathered, hear ye the word of the Lord. May the Lord brutally deal with them.
Amen.
That when they hear your name and the name of your family, they will not attempt to get near. May they be glad for your promotion.
Amen.
May they be glad for your visa.
Amen.
May they be glad for your contract.
Amen.
May they be glad for the recovery.
Amen.
The restoration.
Amen.
Of whatever was stolen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Come on, 39. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give them light. in the night. Receive supernatural covering. Amen didn't come out at all. Come on, pay attention to me. Receive supernatural covering. May the cloud of God's presence cover you and your family, your career, your business, and your finances. Wherever you go, may you receive covering. May the Lord cover you. May He give you covering. In the day, receive the covering of the cloud. In the night, receive fire. Receive fire. Let the hedge of fire surround you. Let the fire go ahead of you. Let the fire be radical. Let there be fire. When people look at you, may they see fire. When they touch you, may they see fire. Fire on your children. Fire on your business. Fire on your company. Fire on your chair. Fire in your pathway. Juju fire.
Amen.
Witchcraft fire.
Amen.
God manipulation fire.
Amen.
Wherever there's conspiracy fire.
Amen.
Arrows will catch fire.
Amen.
Swords will catch fire.
Amen.
Let there be fire.
Amen.
Fire everywhere. And the people ask, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. Your hand will be sufficient for you.
Amen.
I see heaven supplying your needs.
Amen.
Anything you have been waiting for a long time, that man cannot give you.
Amen.
Baby, pregnancy, man cannot give you.
Amen.
May God bring it from heaven unto you.
Amen.
Man, wife, that man cannot give you. May God give you right now.
Amen.
That level of prosperity and greatness and promotion that coming from above alone. May the Lord give you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Healing that you are waiting for, may the Lord give you.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm feeling this thing. I'm feeling it too much. Dollars you have not seen before. Money you have not seen. Contract you have not seen. Heavy duty things you have not seen before. May the Lord cause the heavens to open.
Amen.
And may the Lord release them in your life.
Amen.
Receive the favor of the Lord.
Amen.
Receive the glory of the Lord.
Receive
speed. I love this next one. I don't know why I love this thing. It's too much. Look at this. I said, he opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. Any stingy system,
my God.
Any impossible system,
oh God.
Any rock that ordinarily should not give you water,
yes, Lord.
As you appear,
oh God.
What you have not even asked for, may the rock supply it unto you.
Amen.
May the wilderness become your river of water.
Amen.
They say you don't belong to our party. We don't give you contract. No, that shall not be your story.
Amen.
The rock will supply you water.
Amen.
You are not our tribesmen. No, the rock will supply you water.
Amen.
You don't belong to our network. No, the rock will give you water.
Amen.
You are not a citizen of this place. I go punish the devil. The rock will supply you. You are blessed. Lift your hands and bless the Lord. 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 Bless him. Open your mouth and bless him. I see the heavens open. Opata kalabakata. I hear the Lord saying in 24 hours. Things are turned around already. Kabadagada. Open your mouth and bless the Lord. Hush. Allah kapataliasa. Ah, by the close of tomorrow, by the close of the week. Sing now.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. He is faithful.
Sing with a congregation.
Say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. For His mercy.
yes, 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 yes.
For his kindness endures forever.
Yes, shake the cabinet. Healings. Healings are happening. Restoration.
Bless the Lord.
Timely intervention.
He is faithful.
Papa Tali.
Part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.